Now, look, chances are good that you'd probably like to eat a little better. I mean, call it the curse of modern living, but our busy lifestyles and easy access to the convenience of fast food mean that we are, well, let's be honest, sometimes don't have the healthy relationship with our meals that we should have or that we'd even like to. And of course, this in turn has spawned an entire industry of fad diets, pre-packaged meals trying to outdo each other for who's the healthiest. And it can be quite confusing and quite difficult to get a handle on the way we should be eating. Now, Belina Eberle is a food mindset coach. She proposes a non-diet approach to the way we consume food called intuitive eating. Belina, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, give me an idea. What is the ethos behind intuitive eating?
Yes, so intuitive eating is basically a way that makes us eat to make us feel good. So intuitive eating is a process-based approach. It's about ultimately teaching us how to have a healthy relationship with food and our body and helping us become more of an expert of our own body.
So it's about listening to your own kind of food cravings? I'm a bit, yeah, tell me more.
Yeah, so it's helping us get back in tune with our biological instincts around food. After often many years of dieting and restriction, trusting that we have the ability to meet our own needs and able to distinguish between physical and emotional feelings that we have and, you know, develop body wisdom.
See, that's a hard one for me because I am definitely a comfort eater.
Mm-hmm. Listening to our bodies and making choices, food choices, by the guidance of our own body rather than sort of this rigid thinking helps you sort of, it's depending on your own mind or, stop listening to other, you know, health gurus and what they're telling you. Sort of our negative beliefs and thinking impact our mental health, and intuitive eating gives you more of a compassionate way of looking at your own health journey towards, you know, a healthy relationship with food.
It's an interesting one, of course, because, you know, the way we consume food in the modern world is quite often either prepackaged or delivered or restaurant ready. And I'm kind of curious how intuitive eating can work with that sort of, call it convenience eating.
Well, you know, so often we are, have so much messaging about what we should be eating and so many temptations. And I think, when we are able to really tap back into what our body needs, where it's coming from, often being able to distinguish whether it is more that we are, overwhelmed or have so many other stresses in our lives, it's being able to really distinguish whether that is coming from a place of we're just trying to sort of find a quick fix solution and a cover up to quickly find what we need rather than actually what's going to support us sort of long term.
It's a hard one to me because I know that years of bad eating have probably made me naturally mistrustful of the way my body craves food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it does. It has like a long-term effect. You know, this diet mentality that we're and diet culture that we're very, deep in. It's understanding that our health is not just an absence of disease or sickness, but health is so much more and about what we eat and how much, you know, exercise we do, emotional health, our psychological health. And so often, people are at war with what they're eating, judging themselves whether they're having a good or a bad food. Yes, there is a nutritional difference between eating an apple or a slice of apple pie, right? But, we're talking about our emotional health and when people adopt this all or nothing eating, this rigidity, this restrictive or forbidden mindset, behaviour about food, they become more disconnected with their body, I think.
It sounds like a very holistic look at the way we kind of treat food and health. Do you sort of kind of work in physical exercise as well for that?
Yes, definitely. You know, it's looking at our whole lifestyle, holistic view of how we, you know, we move in our lives. You know, our relationships through our career, and a view of spirituality, holistic health. Often, when you address those areas of your life, you are able to then, you know, eat in tune with your body, just like we're talking about. This intuitive eating happens when you actually address, you know, movement in your life, you know, having some exercise and physicality through to, yeah, making sure that you're happy and living on purpose in your life.
Blida, it sounds absolutely fascinating. We will leave it there, but we'll make sure there's a link up to your blog so people can read a little bit more about it from your words. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That was Blida Eberle. She's talking about intuitive eating. She's a food mindset coach.